Steve is here, Susan said. You will remember that we sent Penelope Lumley to him a week ago, on an emergency basis. Of course, he's the Oxford Don with two orphaned half-siblings to raise, Eugenia said. Likely born on the wrong side of the blanket, just as he was. Susan leaned in against Eugenia's desk and settled in for a proper gossip. Not only that, but Reeve was jilted at the altar last fall. I suspect the lady realised what that marriage would do for her reputation. His father is the Earl of Griffin, Eugenia pointed out. She didn't add that Reeve was outrageously wealthy, but it was a factor. Registry offices didn't pay for themselves. He's as arrogant as if he were an earl himself. I peeked at him, and he's got that look, as if the whole world should bow to him. Eugenia gave a mental shrug. It was unfortunate that the conjugation of a penis and privilege had such an unfortunate effect on boys, but so it was. Without just the right governess, they never learned how to be normal. Having grown up in a household that prided itself on eccentricity, Eugenia was a fierce proponent of the virtues of conventional living, better for oneself, and infinitely better for the world at large. He's wickedly handsome, which probably plays a part in it, Susan continued. I could tell that he always gets his way, though not, she added with satisfaction, with the lady who jilted him. Rich, privileged, and handsome, for all he was a bastard. A formula for disaster from Eugenia's side of the desk. She crumpled the ruined letter and threw it away. I find it hard to believe that he has a complaint about Penelope. Some of Eugenia's governesses were formidable, even terrifying women, who could be counted on to train a child as spoiled as a week-old codfish. Others were loving and warm, just right for orphans. Penelope Lumley was sweet as a sugar plum, and, admittedly, about as interesting. But to Eugenia's mind, grieving children needed love, not excitement. And Penelope's eyes had grown misty at the very idea of two waifs thrown into an unknown brother's care. He told Ruby that he had sacked her, Susan said. I have a tear-stained note from Penelope to prove it. Did she say what happened? Lines were struck through, and she'd wept over it. I couldn't make out much beyond a reference to a locust, though perhaps she meant a swarm of them, a la the Book of Exodus. Miss Lumley's biblical reference was unsurprising. Snows specialised in hiring daughters of vicars, as that circumstance often resulted in ladylike accomplishments with a total lack of dowry. I can't think of a reference in the Bible to a single locust, Eugenia said. I wouldn't know, Susan said with an impish grin. My father's Bible lessons never took hold. Eugenia leaned forward and gave Susan a poke. There's a reason I never sent you out as a governess. You'd unleash a plague of locusts on the man who tried to sack you. I suppose I'll have to see him, but I shan't give him another governess. I would guess Penelope's nerves got the best of her, Susan said, standing up and shaking out her skirts. She has masses of them, and they make her twitchy. That is no reason for dismissal, Eugenia said firmly. She is an excellent governess, and just what those children need. Mr. Reeve should have thanked his lucky stars that she had sent him anyone, twitchy or not, but the fact that he'd appeared in the office suggested that he didn't appreciate the value of a Snow's governess. The mother to whom she'd been writing, not to mention poor Winnie, was one of many begging her for help. Mr. Reeve had been sent Penelope only because of his orphans. Snow's registry office was the most elite establishment of its kind, renowned for its promise to take children to majority or marriage, whichever came first. As Eugenia saw it, that vow was a pledge to her children. She'd been known to keep a governess in place, the wages paid by the agency, even if a family lost its funds. But if a family simply didn't like the governess, that was something different altogether. She couldn't spend her time shuttling women around England because one interfering man thought his charges deserved someone better than Penelope Lumley. Please ask him to join me, Eugenia said, coming out from behind her desk and walking over to the window looking onto Cavendish Square. Every year she swore that she would take more fresh air and exercise, and somehow the days spun by in the whirligig that was Snow's. Her house was only a few steps from the office, which meant she often worked until she went home and fell into bed. Shall I?